This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
The Motown sound has been described as a marriage of saintly and secular music, melding the syncopation and improvisation of the jazz bebop movement. From the Four Tops to Marvin Gaye, the Supremes, and Martha and the Vandellas and Stevie Wonder, the music created in Berry Gordy's Motown Records Studio A transformed the world of music in America forever. The Motown sound remains just as much a part of the cultural fabric today as it was when hits like Dancing in the Streets, How Sweet It Is, What's Going On, and I Heard It Through the Grapevine first rocked the charts back in the 1960s. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Chanel Adams, social media and public relations coordinator at the Motown Museum in downtown Detroit, Michigan, for a Motown sound Journey of Discovery. This is an invitation across the nation, a chance for folks to meet. They'll be laughing, singing, and music swinging, dancing. We're here with Chanel Adams, social media and public relations coordinator at
Motown Museum.
I love it. This is the birthplace of Motown, Berry Gordy.
Yes, it's the birthplace of the Motown sound, Hitsville, USA. The museum that was started in 1985 by Berry Gordy's sister and Motown executive Esther Gordy Edwards. And since then, we've been dancing in the streets ever since.
And going back in the day, this is where it all started, isn't it?
Yes, this is where it all started. With an $800 loan, Berry Gordy started Motown Records.
And what year was that?
1959.
And at that time, what made him decide to start Motown?
Well, at the time, he was a songwriter, and he was just in love with music, and he knew that he wanted to start a record company. He did it with a family loan, and his family came together, and they gave him the money, and the Motown sound was birthed. He started with local groups and local artists in Detroit, and from there it grew more than he could ever imagine.
Baby, baby, baby.
Talk about the musicians in the Motown sound who were born and raised and from the neighborhood, from down the street, up the street. It's just pretty incredible.
Yeah, so there are many Motown groups and stars who are right here in Detroit. We have Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, The Supremes.
They went to local high schools,
yes,
and they knew each other.
Yes, yes. Little Stevie Wonder, he was actually from Saginaw, Michigan. We have Marvin Gaye, who was right here from the city. So yeah, most of the artists are right around the neighborhoods.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes, yes.
The stars were aligned or something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And talk about some of the hits that they produced.
Stop in the Name of Love, Supremes, or My Girl, The Temptations. Actually, the 45th anniversary of What's Going On, the hit song by Marvin Gaye, is May 21st. We were just discussing that recently in the museum.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
And just monumental songs like that were created right here in Detroit.
How about you? Do you have your own theme song that plays in your head that you love the most?
Well, I mentioned it already. When I think of Motown, I always think of the Supreme Stop in the Name of Love, just because growing up, I wasn't born during the Motown era, but growing up in Detroit public schools, we would visit the museum, and I will always remember me and my class breaking out and singing Stop in the Name of Love on our way here. So just memories like that.
Does that kind of play in your
yes,
head?
Yes, yes. Tying the community back to Motown Museum is very important to us, the Detroit community. that this legacy was born right here in this city.
What's really fascinating, if you think about it, is the Motown sound played a seminal role in desegregation, in evolution of the black and white friendships and relationships. That's really powerful, touching stuff.
Yeah.
Explain in your mind how you saw that.
Yep, the Motown sound, it bridged a lot of groups who have never come together because the music was just so powerful. And what a lot of people don't know about Motown was a Black Forum label. And that also on Gordy Records, that Martin Luther King actually recorded the I Have a Dream speech in Detroit under Motown.
Wow.
So historical civil rights movements like that, spoken word albums, were recorded right here in Motown as well.
So that album, the Martin Luther King album, mm-hmm. was cut and recorded
yep.
right here in Studio A?
No, it was a live recording of the I Have a Dream speech in Detroit.
Wow. Oh, okay. So yeah. he was somewhere mm-hmm. downtown.
Yeah, so he did the first speech in Detroit before he did it on Washington.
Very, very interesting. We'll talk a little bit more about things that are real close to your heart that you're most proud of that are fascinating.
Well, I think what makes me most proud of Motown Museum is till this day, it attracts people from all over the world. And when you came in, you saw the map. There have been people from every continent who come to Detroit for the sole reason of coming to this place that birthed this sound with a small amount of money. And Motown is not just special because it was started with a little bit of money and it grew into this empire.
And we're talking about $800.
Yes,
right?
Yes. But it also developed their artists. Berry Gordy used the assembly line philosophy. You take these kids who are very talented, but they come out after they went through our process, stars. And, you know, you don't see that anymore in the record industry. But Motown, they took time to hone artists, to give them grace and style and an understanding of what their philosophy as an artist is.
And if you think about it, this is tunes that were hits starting in the late 50s and really thriving in the 60s and early 70s. And yet today remain as hot and hip as they always were.
Yep, yep, yep. We have people of all generations who come here who love Motown. You wouldn't even believe it. Children who have grew up on Motown just because their parents love it and their grandparents love it. And it is intergenerational, the Motown sound.
And like you were saying earlier, international.
Tell
us some of the fascinating people you've met that have walked in your door from around the world.
And even if you go on our social media, you can just see the people from all different regions who are interacting and excited just about anything related to Motown, because this is a part of their lives. There's a soundtrack to their childhoods, a soundtrack to very important moments in their lives.
I bet on a regular basis you have musicians that come here like a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Yes, because recently, it was Tuesday, Usher, the R&B artist Usher came. And then we even have Motown alum, like, are you familiar with the movie The Last Dragon? It was on Motown Productions, it was a Motown Productions movie, just like The Wiz and Mahogany. And Timok, the star of that show, came by just to, you know, revisit the roots. So we have people from all different type of genres, actresses, everyone loves to come to Detroit just to visit where Hitsville, USA was born.
You know, you have a really good job, pretty good gig, because you can just stay here and the world comes to you.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
And we invite everyone to come, no matter where you are, make a trip to Detroit for Motown Museum.
And tell us what somebody would see and experience. What is showcased here?
The museum represents the authentic story, so we have a great collection that is presented here. We have wonderful artifacts, as you can see, and we change out exhibits, so there's always something new. But what always remains here, which everyone loves, is Studio A, where the stars recorded songs. And the great thing about Studio A, when you get here, is you'll see images of the Supremes or Temptations or Stevie Wonder in the studio, so you can see where they stood and that you're standing there too.
And it's literally unchanged in Studio A.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the Supremes just walked out the door a day ago.
Yep. It is exactly how it was then. It's a historical site, so we make sure everything stays as authentic as possible so you can experience it how they did.
Of the performers in the day, how many are still alive and here in Detroit that might come back and visit?
We have a fair number who are still alive. I don't have the exact number because Motown has so many artists, even the ones that we have the stars, but there are other artists that, you know, are still around as well. So we had so many artists. I don't have the exact number of all the ones that are still alive, but we still have them come by. We have Martha Reeves come by often. Mm-hmm. She's still in the area.
And that's Martha, from Martha and the Vandellas.
Yes. And then we had Rosalind from the Vandellas come by because their picture was during our holiday display in the windows. They all stopped by to see it.
And did they ever stop and visit with the people?
Yes, they do. They do stop and visit with the people that are touring. They'll join the tour. We have other alum like Paul Reiser, who was an arranger during the Motown era. He gives tours sometimes. So we have those great moments. That's the thing about Motown. You never know who's going to stop by. It's full of surprises. It's just a great place.
Now, Berry Gordy, he moved to Los Angeles quite a few years ago, and he's still alive.
Yes.
And
yes.
Does he ever come back and visit?
Yes, occasionally. Like I said, you never know when, but occasionally Berry Gordy stops by. All of the Motown, people that are related to Motown come by because this is where it was born.
Right.
They feel compelled to, so that's great.
That's so cool. How much does it cost to get in?
It's $15 to get in the museum. Different rates for big, large groups. So check all that out on our website, MotownMuseum.org.
Oh, that's perfect.
And my name is Chanel Adams.
Chanel, thank you so much for visiting. This has been a great morning to come to Mecca.
Yes, thanks for coming to Motown.
You know, I grew up with that sound.
Yes, it's a great, great history. We love to invite people here. It's a very enjoyable place to be.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from O-Town Headquarters Historic Museum in downtown Detroit, Michigan. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I want to stop and thank you, baby.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolff, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. And Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. And in fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.